Now, a controversy about government lobbying and cronyism is unfolding in the UK. At the centre of this scandal is the relationship between David Cameron and Lex Greensill of Greensill Finance, and what influence Mr Cameron used to lobby senior government politicians on behalf of this company. I'm joined by the former Conservative MP Dominic Grieve. He's former Attorney General for England and Wales and was David Cameron's principal legal advisor between 2010 and 2014. Dominic Grieve, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you with Lord Eric Pickles here? This is the former MP who chairs this Business Appointments Committee. He was, frankly, gobsmacked by what's been unfolding. He said there were no boundaries when it came to key people in Whitehall and Parliament mixing with business and the private sector.
Yes, I agree with him. He was talking specifically about the emergence of evidence that some civil servants were being allowed by the Cabinet Office to double hat, so that towards the end of their careers, while they were working for the civil service, they were also being allowed to do part-time consultancy work for the private sector, including, in one case, Greensill. And this, to my mind, is just absolutely astonishing. I've never heard of this. I certainly didn't know about it at the time, and I don't think certainly Lord Pickles didn't. And it would appear from some of the evidence emerging that this is not a unique case, and that there may be several such examples, in which case it's completely unacceptable. While it's a good idea that you can have civil servants who may leave the civil service and go into the private sector for a time, just as it's a good idea that sometimes people come into the civil service from the private sector, a double hatting of this sort is completely unacceptable for obvious reasons. And I simply don't understand how it was ever allowed. So that's one part of the story. The other part of the story is obviously Mr. Cameron. That is slightly different, because I doubt very much that any rule has been broken. Mr. Cameron has got into trouble because ultimately he's become an employee of Greensill. Greensill have gone bust. And it's emerged that when Greensill was in trouble, he was lobbying some of his cabinet colleagues to try and get government aid for the company. None of that is unlawful or contrary to the rules. It's damaging to Mr. Cameron's reputation because, as I think is almost inevitable, if somebody who's seen as being public life then goes into the private sector in a way that appears to be using his connections to the advantage of the private sector, it's always been the problem with lobbying of this sort, it's damaging.
Is it ever okay, Dominic Grieve, for a former minister, and in this case a former prime minister, or for members of parliament to become lobbyists?
We live in a free society. People are entitled, if they cease to be members of parliament, to earn a living. I think that being a lobbyist is a very dangerous activity, and it's not one for an ex-MP or ex-minister, and it's not one that I would recommend to anybody. But becoming an advisor in business, either one does that, or the individual concerned, unless they have a profession, has got nothing to do. So I think one has to also have some understanding that you can't just compartmentalise ex-ministers and say that you shall never have any connection with the commercial world again, because I don't think that's reasonable. And of course, in Mr. Cameron's case, he's still quite young. So there is an issue, but I think that then goes back to government to say that we should look again at the lobbying rules. We have a register of independent lobbyists, which was brought in by Mr. Cameron. But interestingly, it doesn't apply to people who are employees of companies, because a company is entitled to lobby. Indeed, it's important that businesses can lobby government, because they may well have matters of importance to communicate to government. And as I found as an MP, you often find small businesses find it very difficult to deal with government and often turn up at the MP's office saying they can't get an answer to a perfectly legitimate question. So there is a purpose behind a communication system between the business world and government. It's not in some way tainted, but it needs to operate under very clear rules. And I think Mr. Cameron himself has accepted that in communicating privately by text messaging with the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, and others, He made a mistake. I think he's accepted that he should have done it by a more transparent system of communication.
And, of course, a number of inquiries continuing in relation to all of these events as well. Former Attorney General, former Conservative MP Dominic Grieve, thank you very much for joining us this morning.